from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who says, you know, who's, I have a form of sleepy rebellion. I make a podcast you don't really need to listen to or pay attention to. And you really don't even need it to put you to sleep. Just keep, you know, anyway, what am I rambling about? I'm trying to explain that it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep or be here while you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the podcast free for everybody. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now. And the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. One part of the show I really need you to hear. These are the people that supported the sponsors so we can bring you the podcast for free. And I wanted to thank Steven, who just got a couple native deodorant gift sets, picked up some citrus and eucalyptus. Steven and Steven's girlfriend are going to be smelling great. I really appreciate it. If you support a sponsor like Steven and Steven's girlfriend did, let me know about it so I can thank you as part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. You can find out more about our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And that concludes the Sleepy Supporter Zone Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Thanks, Mystery Bard. You know, a huge way to help the show is just to spread the word about it. Let people know your honest opinion. Tag me in it so I can say thanks. You could do it on Twitter at Dearest Scooter, on Instagram at Dearest Scooter, wherever. You know, do it in person, too. Really, really appreciate it. And what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice. I'm going to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Did I say that already? I was so in the zone. I may have, I didn't drift off, but I guess I did drift off. I really did. It was just like, I may have put, I didn't put myself to sleep. I put my, like, my, but my brain did, sorry about that, listeners. So here's the thing. Where was I? I'm going to send my voice. Well, I'm not sure if I said, we do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I don't know, this is interesting. But I've always believed in leaning in when you make a mistake. It's fine. It's one important thing to remember at bedtime. Because that could be something I might be thinking about. And I've started to learn good self-talk. I say, it's okay, Scoots. You know, sometimes you forget. So, I don't know what happened during that intro, but yeah. So whatever's keeping you awake, it could be things you're thinking about or things. Did I say zings or zings? But things you're thinking about could be feelings you're feeling, physical sensations, travel, changes like seasonal stuff or, you know, maybe life changes. Whatever it is, it could be a multitude of different things, but I want to help because I've been there tossing and turning. So what I'm trying to do, or what I'm going to attempt to do to return to where the path I got lost on back there, I'm going to create a safe place where you could set whatever that is aside, or you could hold it gently. Maybe that's a new thing we'll try. You know, for me, that was the beginning of the answer. I'm going to hold that gently and say, well, I don't know what happened back there. Let me just hold on to you for a second. So you could set it aside and come into the safe place, or you could hold it gently, or you could just hold your forearms gently. That's what I'm doing. Is there such a thing as a physical metaphor? It's like, well, you don't have a way to physically hold a part, earlier part of the intro, but I like the idea of holding it gently. So I'm going to hold it gently by pretending, you know, I'm not pretending. I guess I kind of am, but I'm holding my forearm. So if there's something keeping you awake, let's try that if you wish. You don't have to, because you might be one of those things that gets on your nerves, right? And you say, well, I'm going to leave you right here. And actually, I don't say this in the normal intros, but just for anything, it's not like you're getting, I have a whole another podcast that's going on, and actually it's like a super, super show. I'm moving, Scoot, so I'm going to leave that at the door of the safe place. And I say, come on in the safe place for the show. But now you're moving thing, thoughts, feelings, whatever. I got a whole nother pod. There's like a, that's what the creaky dulcet tones are on, a vibration that communicates. So that safe, there's also a safe place for that stuff. It's just a different place. Because I'm taking your mind off of that stuff. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to send my, that's what I do, is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones. That's creaky dulcet, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I don't achieve it all the time, but I strive for openness and honesty with my feelings and stuff. And I think striving is an important thing, because it's like, okay, I don't achieve that the majority of the time. I can't hold all my feelings gently all the time. If you see, I can barely hold a stack of anything. You know, you probably heard of it, a little bit clumsy. And, you know, I'm a feeling, I've fumbled feelings before, and I've said, hey, like, I need a break. So anyway, where was I? So I'm going to send my voice across the humor, long, soothing, creaky, dulcet, pointless tones. I'm here to basically keep you company as you drift off. Now, if you're new or you're a regular listener, I'm really glad you're here. And I'd like to help because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep in a place, a safe place to relax and unwind. So if you're new, though, especially if this is your first time listening, let me give you a little bit of info, or it's your second or third time. So a couple of things. So, okay, structure the show. This is one thing that throws some new listeners off. And I think I've just reached a point, like, give it a few tries and see how it goes. If it doesn't work for you, that's fine. But the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Instead of, like, being a paid thing or on a, you know, only on a paid app or whatever. So that's a great thing. But for a new listener, it's not super important. Then there's an intro. So the intro can throw new people off. And so the intro is like 12 to 14 minutes of me getting you comfortable. I think sometimes if you're new, you might think it's like one big ad or something. I don't know. I get feedback like that because there's ads at the beginning or that it's inside. It's just a way to ease you into bedtime and kind of, I don't know, the listeners, regular listeners really like the intros. And the beauty of a podcast is you can also just start the show at like 18 to 20 minutes and get into the bedtime story stuff. You know, you might catch the tail end of the intro. But the idea of the intro is that in my experience and for the people that the podcast seems to work to, it's a wind down. So the podcast isn't an instant sleep thing. It's like I'm trying to ease you into bedtime. And for the majority of listeners, and actually we just did this survey, it was interesting. So some people listen as they wind down and get ready for bed, and some people get into bed and start to ease into bedtime. But the intro is kind of just some friendly fun and banter to get you ready for bed, and then there's the bedtime story. But you could always just skip ahead to the bedtime story, or if you support the show on Patreon and you prefer that, there's like story-only episodes that come out every week on the Patreon. Yeah, but the intro is just like me letting you know, hey, I'm your friend, I'm here to keep you company and to take your mind off stuff, but I'm a little bit, I'm a bit of a feeling fumbler. And I don't know, I always try to create a metaphor of how the podcast works. So that's the intro. It's like 12 to 14 to 15 to 18 minutes. Then there's some business between the intro and the show. Because that's kind of to help to keep the show free for everybody. Then there's a bedtime story. Tonight will be a bedtime story, like a summer-themed bedtime story about a grain, you know, things a grain of sand sees from the beach, different than we did one a few years ago like this. So a little trip to the beach. So that'll be the bedtime story. Then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. The other things, if you're new, you don't really need to listen to this podcast. You can kind of listen. And I think that's the other thing about the intro that sometimes be your expectation is different because this podcast is a bit different than most of the things. Because even I've been doing this 800 plus episodes. I'm like, how's this thing work again? So you don't need to listen to me. And it's a bit goofy and nonsensical. So if you try to make sense of it or be like, oh, when's he going to put me to sleep? It's more, I'm your boyfriend. I'm here talking to you and keeping you company, but you don't need to listen to me. So you can drift off whenever you want. So that's, you don't need to listen to me or take me seriously for sure. And if you're skeptical, like if you're new to the show and you're skeptical, of course you'd be skeptical. Like everybody says they're going to put you to sleep. And I'm just honest about it. It's like, yeah, it's going to take a while. It might take you a while, like most listeners say, two or three listens to get used to the show. Or it might not work for you at all. And that's why I have the website sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. If it doesn't work for you, and then there's other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there. So just give it a try. That's my main thing is like, I want to help. Also, there's no pressure to fall asleep, which is paradoxical in a sleep podcast, but it kind of goes with what I'm saying. The reason podcasts are over an hour is because I'm here to keep you company and give you plenty of like a landing space to drift off or to get back to sleep or just to unwind and relax. There's some listeners that you know, if you can't fall asleep, I'm going to be here. And then you can line up episode after episode. Or if you need to listen all night, go ahead, create a playlist. That's what I'm here for, is to keep you company and help. I'm your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar bud, and your boar bestie. And ideally, kind of like so there's tonight we're talking about the beach. And, you know, like there's these kind of bags that are made for beach toys and beach stuff. They're like kind of like a net. They're made of like netting or webbing. And, you know, it's been a while since we've talked about those sieves or sieves. You know, you play with it at the beach to kind of shake sand out, maybe take the rocks out of sand or look for stuff in the sand. And that's kind of how to listen. Like, just let the podcast almost flow through you, or, you know, wash across you, or, you know, like a vibrating bed or something. You say, oh, it's just kind of, you know, humming along outside me. It's vibrating with my molecules or whatever. And hopefully, I don't know if the podcast is the bag or the sand toys, but that the sand kind of flows out, you know, and you're carrying it, maybe you do a couple shakes, and all whatever's keeping you awake is kind of like it falls out, and I can just hold your attention just enough to get you from the beach to your place where you can get some rest. I think that's it. So you don't need to listen to me. Don't need to take me seriously. I'm more here to keep you company than to put you to sleep. So drift off at your leisure. But you really. And if give the show a few tries. I really, really do hope it can help. And I know I say this a lot because it's like, I don't know. I don't want bedtime to be something I want it to be something you look forward to. And that's really like the pinnacle of the show is when I hear from listeners, they say, hey, I don't dread bedtime anymore, Scoots. I know you're there for me not to listen to keep me company. Well, I don't. I kind of barely pay attention. Or the listeners that say, "Hey, you know, I've been waking up at this time, and now I know you're there to help me get back to sleep." Or, "Hey, I've got this going on, and I can't sleep, so it's nice to have the company and know that you give it your all from the beginning to the end." Because I do care. I really believe that if you get the rest you need and deserve. You know, you can enjoy things and flourish in your life. And also even less than that, like, I mean, that's a big goal, but it's like, that just doesn't, you, but, man, I don't that is like, you're thinking, you're clock watching during the day because you say, oh man, I really want to get some sleep, but I know late, I've been there, okay? So, I guess that's it. If you're back, thank you so much for coming back. I'm honored to make the show for you and to be there. And if you're new, I'm glad you're here. You know, give the show, like we said, a couple tries, see how it goes. But I work very hard. I yearn and I strive because I want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show free for everybody. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody. So this is an episode, a style of episode we did maybe a couple of years ago for this. Well, we did it. I don't know if I did it in the summer and it came out in the winter. But just to give you a little taste of summer seasonality, you know, a little bit out of season if necessary. Because when I'm recording this is different than when it comes out. So I want you to get comfortable, get nestled in. Nestled in, because tonight you're going to be a grain of sand on a beach. There you are, resting. You're listening to the waves, which are barely swishing up on the shore. Like they break almost after they've come ashore. They just do a little swish. And you can even hear like a swish and then a whish as the waves gently spread out. I wouldn't even call them waves. Well, I guess there technically are waves, right? You'd probably know better than me. You live on the beach. Or you currently live on the beach. And you're lying there. You could feel just, the air's pretty still, but there's a little bit of a morning breeze. You're still in the shade. There's tall trees above you blocking the sun. Which, you know, you can. The nice thing about being a grain of sand is nearly 360 degree division. So you know the water and the horizon on the water is to your west. Then the east is blocked by trees. The sun's going to come up. It's also some bluffs. But you're there. And you're wondering what today will bring. It's a summer day, expected to be warm and sunny. You know, seasonal weather. And as you lie there, you start to hear people coming down the beach. And you remember the last time that you were here and you were relaying things to us. Nearly directly. I appreciate that, coming on the show and letting me speak for what you see. It was children and then an uncle appearing, but this time you see the uncle coming down first, with the children following. Can you followingly? You can't. The children follow curiously behind the uncle. And you also notice that the uncle has a towel, not around his waist, but a bit higher, a long beach towel, looking a bit like an apron, because instead of the beachy print with the cartoon characters, it's turned upside or bottom out. So it looks like an apron. And he has another towel slung over his arm. And, like, his posture is very thing. And then another towel on his head, a bit like a hat, a chef's hat, I would say, if I was going to identify it. And he is kind of acting like a host. And then we kind of notice, we can hear, you start to hear a speech. Oh, hello, everyone. Just follow me right this way. Right this way, everyone. Welcome to our restaurant, the beachside, beach spot, Sandy Shores. We used to call it until we heard from a game that said you can't use that term. So we no longer call it Sandy Shores, but here you welcome to our restaurant. How many of you are there? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now you look like very, now you know this is a very famous restaurant. And I'm very, and the children are giggling as the uncle leans full into his role as maitre d', I guess I would suppose. Now, I'm happy to help host all of you today, but I notice none of you are wearing our dress code. You must have only understood 50% of the dress code, because it's, and then the children look at one another, dress code. Well, swimsuits, a swimming wear. I see some water shirts and some bathing suits and some water shoes. But what is missing from each one of you? Is the screen of the sun. There is no eating at a restaurant without being covered and slathered in sunscreen. And so I'm glad you're here, but have a seat, have a seat. We have these chairs here. We have some lovely rocks. Pull up a rock and get comfortable. And the children, they start to get comfortable. Some sit on the side of beach chairs, that show the influence of the sea. The sands of time have gently worn away the newness of these beach chairs. There's a multitude of styles of beach chairs, and you say, wow, I forgot how much beach chairs have changed. There is that famous book, by Beach Chair. Beach Chairs, We Don't Age Well. Which always makes you think that maybe you should take better care of it, take better care of the beach chairs. But yeah, there's one beach chair that has the old seatbelt style seat and back, not made from seatbelt material, but that's the only way to know how to call it that. It's made from not quite like a material, the same shape as the seatbelts, but just slightly translucent, usually an orange or a green, and kind of comfortable. You wonder why they even stopped making those ones, really. And another chair is blue, and not a hot pink, more of a hot magenta. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You're a hot magenta over there. That has what you'd call the seatbelt 2. It was the next model, I believe. I'm not sure if it was the next model. Particularly for lounge chairs, they used this, which was like a tube, a tube that didn't have anything in it, a flat tube. And that like was still laid out. I guess it was only laid out vertically or horizontally. Or width-wise, where instead of being cross-hatched, like the seatbelt style was. Those seats are famous for causing sweat making you sweaty and being comfortable and not aging well. Yet another chair that says, well, what am I going to do? Then another model of chair that you wonder what they were thinking. It's a canvas chair, and again, an aluminum frame, but low to the ground with a cooler built into the back. And you'd say, And this one looks like it spends its winters in with the other chairs socked away, we'll say, to put a positive spin on it. In a place where the webs of cobs are plenty. A place with the finest must you could ever find. Oh, sorry, children, I've gone off on a tangent there about the chairs. What was I saying? Welcome to our restaurant, the Sandy Stars Restaurant, we'll call it, or Sandy Shoals. And Sandy will be here soon to host you. I'm just the maitre d'. and I'm in charge of making sure everyone is up to date on their sunscreen, of course. No jackets required, no shoes, no shirts, no, you can still have service. No sunscreen, no service is how we do things here at Sandy Shoals. Yes, you're giggling at me because I'm mispronouncing the name of the restaurant I work at. Well, what can I do? So I have here what we've always had here since the restaurant was recently invented, but has been at this location in a form for many years. The only sunscreen that doesn't advertise, and the no ad European edition. This is the one sunscreen approved for imaginary use in Europe that we import here to the sandiest shoals you'd ever seen. Yes, European no ad. They just didn't have. This one is actually considered 100% good for your skin. With nothing mind-bogglingly strange on here. Just as, you know, nice to lotions and zinc oxide and some other stuff. Some titanium. So rub it in, children. I know you're all very experienced at the different techniques, and because I know you're all classically trained in sunscreen application. So I see you already sitting down in the choo-choo train, lining up to do one another's backs. And I like how you're changing positions so one person's always at the back, but they're not always there. And really rubbing each other's... And believe me, now this sunscreen is a bit... it does make you pale, but then it does wear in where you look normal for a little while until it gets wet, and then you look a bit like... a bit Moby, bit like that Moby the whale. So you apply that sunscreen, and you're doing very good. Now let's do our arms. Remember to always do the backs of the armpit is a spot you cannot miss. Backs of the knees, tops of the feet. Oh yes, you'll be welcome here. Also, do we mention this restaurant doesn't serve food, it serves experiences. So I hope you're looking forward to some experiences here today. Oh, yes, you're in for a treat. Oh, Sandy Shoals is going to be here later. Old Aunt Sandy, the most famous connoisseur of beach experiences in the world. She's, you know, world-renowned for doing that, and I'm world-renowned for being a maitre d' of sunscreen. Not a sunscreen sommelier, because I only believe in the European no-ad, and nothing else is good enough for me. Though some are tolerable, but, you know, here in the U.S., I say, well, there's some good Australian ones, some good Japanese screens, But we practice the European. Okay, you're right, children. I don't need to explain and re-explain myself. Your applications are going well. Backs of the ears, please. Behind the ears. Tops of the ears. Yes, full ear. Yeah, do the palm and then the... I like how you're using the fingertip ear massage technique. That is very good as well. Very, very good. Where else am I? Okay, has everyone got the thighs and the backs of the legs, the upper backs of the legs, of course, and the inner thigh? Yeah, okay, and your calves, your front of your lower leg, I don't know what they call that, but has everybody done their elbows? Yeah, I'm a little bit scattered in my screen application, but because of I'm watching you all, making sure you're getting everything. Because you started in the train, you know, all lined up in the train, I know you got the backs of one another, including tucking some sunscreen down behind, that's really important because you say, well, your pants aren't and your shirts aren't always at the same level. Yes, and do your cheeks. You're very good, you know, and I know the last time that some of you were visiting this restaurant, it was not a restaurant, technically, it's still not a I guess it's just a place you go. But anyway, it's been good working with all of you. Oh, yes, a menu. I forgot. You're right. Thank you, whatever your name is, young person. Yes, so I'm looking at our menu today. Now, could I tell you about some of the things we're offering? Because in the past, we've had Matchbox car racing. I know some of you were big with that. Flower reporting. Sunscreen applying and then going back up because the rain came. So today we're offering two courses. All of you could choose your own two courses or a pricks free, whatever they call that, pricks fee, total multiple courses. And what we have here tonight is you could have some sand castles, some rock collecting and skipping. So both experiences, some beach combing or combing of the beach. And that can include driftwood, some hole digging, which is, we could, you know, sometimes we combine that with the sand castles, some swimming and water games, of course, bubble blowing and water balloon tossing. Okay. Oh, so all of you would just prefer the fixed menu. Okay, how many courses is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 7 course experience. I'll go up and check in with Sandy. And all of you stay here. Do not go near the water. Do not, you know, no, you know, just sit here gently. Enjoy the sounds of the sand. Think about that. And we'll be back to check on you soon. Okay, yes, good day, good day. Yes, so thank you. That's where I'm actually going to do. Alvidazain. Okay, so then you watch the uncle go up and the children kind of laugh and make signs at the uncle's expense. They giggle and wonder what's up with that uncle and... And then it's not very long passes when someone comes down and she's in a bathrobe and like kind of a robe that fits her like a secondary part of her skin. She moves with grace. She moves with aplomb maybe. She moves with... She, even as a grain of sand, and the children, they're like, wow. And you know her, you don't know her as Aunt Sandy, but you know that's Sandy Shoals, because she says, welcome to my place, I'm Sandy Shoals, formerly Sandy Shores, until that video game changed my name, or whatever, maybe it was Sandy Shoals. I don't even care anymore. It's good to see all of you. Welcome to my place. I see you've chosen the 7 course beach experience. It's very good. My maitre d', Uncle Goofball, said that you all did an excellent job coming in full avant-garde sunscreen, European NOAAD. And that you all look very, very wonderful. So chic. So good to see all of you. So we're going to start today. Now, I know on the list, the menu was placed with sandcastles first. But I thought we'd get going with a little hole digging. So I want each of you to spread out and kind of decide how close to the waterline you want to be. Each of you, before no one move quite yet, just picture where you want to go. And picture it in your mind. And remember now the sun has officially hit the beach, but we're still early. So this is a good time to dig in the sand, because the sand will not be too warm to our touch. And as I point to you, I want everyone, I don't know how to do this. Everyone, I want you to go to your spot and begin to dig. And the children, they spread out and they start to go. Okay, and I know I noticed some of you started to, I do want everyone to dig through the initial layer of sand until you hit the wet sand where it's a bit compacted. Okay, and then I want you to look at your fingernails before you begin digging into that wetter sand. Each of you, look at your fingernails now. Take a good look at how they look. Notice there's no dirt below them. For all of your mothers will want your nails to return to that state. So be sure when we're finished, you will return to your parents with your nails in that condition. Yes, you with your hand raised. Yes, you will. You just do the digging in. You know, we have old bars of soap everywhere down here. So you'll do the digging into the bar of soap. One place where you could, at my restaurant, at Sandy Schultz, where you can dig your fingernails into soap. Oh, what do you do after that? Oof, great question. Well, when we get to the course where we're beachcombing, I want you to think about what materials would be good for digging under fingernails, but also allowable. What would be one you would think of? Oh, the end of a bird feather. You're actually brilliantly correct. I just wonder, we'll experiment on your nails with that. What else? A piece of wood. Yes, that would be another one. A piece of stone? Maybe. I would say maybe to that one. Those are all good. Any other ones out there, children? No. Okay. Well, exciting times. Go ahead and start digging now into the next level. Oh, wow. Look at these digging techniques. And I like how spread out on the beach you are. Some of you are up above the high tide line, and some of you are down close to the water. You're even in the water, which will make your digging, it'll be different. Your digging will be different down there. And the tide is coming in now, so it is moving in. Yes, okay, so some of you are digging. Oh, I can hear the scooping and the scooching sounds of the digging in the deep sand. Now, you, young lady, I really like your technique. You're just doing a one arm, like an almost arm width hole. That is how, that's how Sandy Scholes used to dig holes. And yes, I do that, not straight down, a slow C curve. That's how I believed in, yes. And okay, you young person, you're digging much like a dog would dig a hole. I do find that very interesting, very exciting. We have the first child who, you're in the water. That's why you've reached water. So that is good. That's good. You've created a set point, I guess. Who will be the next child this is a child the next closest to the water that reached water underground. And your hole's already getting a little caved in, though, because you're so close to where the waves are touching. You're almost in a little, the two of you are in a bit of a mud bog, sand boggy, yes, I like that. You can play in the sand and or dig, or enjoy having your hands and your feet in the sand there. Oh, yes, you with the graceful one-arm digging. You've reached water, or you've reached sand, Yeah, so, I've always found it very meditative and relaxing to dig holes. You all the way up top. Yes, you're okay. You're almost, it's harder to get to water for the higher up you go, so you'll have to be patient. Now, the good news is all of us, we are now at a stage, we have working holes, we have sand, we have water sand. We have two children at the water line, and we have dry sand, and then we have medium wet sand. What could we do with this sand? What do people do on a menu at sand? Oh, build a sand castle. Okay. Now, should we build one sand castle together, or would you each like to build your own? together. Oof, what generation do you, what do you call yourselves? Because I've never heard of a generation that works together yet. This is exciting times. Okay, well, before we start working, let's talk about expectations for sandcastles, because I know there's some different, you know, you children don't watch television. You don't even know what that is, do you? It's the thing you watch on. Well, yes. Okay, so let's just go over. There's a couple, you know, there's the Hollywood sandcastle, which your Aunt Sandy's never had a Hollywood sandcastle before. I've seen the tools, and I think we have a couple of them. Oh, you would like to try to do that with those tools. Okay, well, we'll try to build some of these Hollywood sandcastles that look more like a medieval castle. And now there's the other, yes, I do call it, I call it the Little Mermaid Castle too, where you take the wet sand from the hole, or yes, from the waterline, and you build it, and then you drizzle the sand on there. Yes, and then there's, oh, you're gathering some stones. Yeah, there's also like building, yes, and beachcombing for things. Yes, so shall we make a castle from all of those things? Okay, this is, I do like the way all of you are working together. That is a great. So how should we do this? Who wants to be, okay, so you're going to be in charge of the using these plastic molds and to make it that side of the castle. Okay, and where should we start the castle? It's a little bit away from the water, right, because the water's going up. Very wise. You are very wise, young lady. So you'll start building on this, what we'll call, if we're in the water and facing the castle, the left side of the castle. Okay. And you, okay, yes, young man, you're going to work on drizzling sand walls on this side. Okay. Now, who's supplying the sand? Because, oh, you, the graceful digger. Do you mind if I call you the graceful digger? Okay. You are going to be supplying the wet sand to everyone. Oh, and you down there in the water. Okay. Yes, you have that look of a child putting their own mark within the water. You know, you're recycling your own water, aren't you? Okay, well, that's very nice. So, and then the dry sand and the medium wet sand, especially for the person packing the molds. Okay, now, the two of you over here, you're kind of quiet. I can tell you're thinking. You're going to start beach collecting. Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. Beachcombing. Now, anyone could take a break from building or thinking. Now, beachcombing, now, here's the rules with the beachcombing. There's two directions you could go on this beach. You'll never go further. Now, you see down there, that's three houses where that swing is. Don't go towards that swing. Stop at that tree in that shed there. It's as far as you'll go in that direction, beachcombing. And back that way, see that pile of giant rocks there? Don't go to those. Just stop right before you get there with the smaller rocks, yes. Now, do you usually find that you like to beachcomb higher up or lower? Okay, and what kind of things should you be looking for? Oh, decorative things. I love it. Oh, you're going to look for pretty things. Thank you. I think... in things to build with, so like tools, very good. So you'll be off beach combing. Now, I remember my beach combing glory days at a place called Sylvan Beach. I've talked about it before. I used to love to comb those beaches there on Oneida Lake, it was called. And I would look for things made of plastic. Beach glass was always exciting to find. Old decorative sky flowers. When people buy their own sky flower makers, what's a sky flower? Well, some people call them. They call them the kaboomers. Yes, they go off at night in the sky, particularly on the 4th of July. Oh well, I say it in a way because this is a fancy restaurant. I use fancy terms. Yes, so those I would collect. Yes, used ones. They would be a day or two old. Some would be waterlogged. I used to like to look at the labels of them. It was just something enticing. My brother and sister and I, we would do that. Oh, yes, it was good. It was, you know, life was, that was when life was truly like not a cabaret, but a beach party. Oh, you made you laugh. Yes, other things I like to collect, but feathers are always nice. They are. And driftwood, if you're going to have some more time, you know what I mean? Well, I can handle all of that if we were going to have some more time later, which I'm just not sure we will. So go ahead and comb the beach for those things. Keep looking. I like how this part of the castle, you're really doing a good job with those molds. This actually looks like a medieval castle a bit on this side. And this side looks like a place fit for Ariel and Prince Eric's replacement, Aunt Sandy. You know, they have a new Ariel coming, too, soon. I don't know if Prince Eric will be in that film or someone else. Oh, what do I have against? I don't have anything against Prince Eric at all. Okay, so this side of the castle is looking good. We have our beach cone. Oh, so you're going to put a flag. You're going to use the feathers as flags for the castle. I do like that. Oh, now what's wrong over here? You seem a little bit upset. Oh, your castle. Oh, yes, we are at the time of the day. It has happened oh so fast that even as we build, this is paradoxical of the building of a castle in the sun. Somehow the inside of the sand dries and the outside of the sand stays wet, and then you get those cracks and then the sandy sand just drains. Yeah. Loses its whatever foundational ability. So yes, it is too bad. I could see why you're not happy about that. What else do we have here? Okay, I'm very happy with. Now the waves are coming in too. So our castle. Okay, so we're done with castle building. I'm guessing we've moved on to another menu item. Okay, well, let's see. I think it's time to go in the water. Doesn't everyone? Is everyone ready? I think your sunscreen is still good because you did such a great job applying it. And the water is still very calm, holy, and so clear. This water is crystal clear that I'm seeing. Now, we do have to traverse this rocky area. This is one of these beaches that goes sand, then rocks, but we get to a sandbar when it gets to your waist. So what strategy do I use? Well, you could walk on the rocks and try to stay balanced on them. Or you could crawl yourself out. When the waves are low, I like to just crawl out and swim. Yeah, just crawl out on a belly. You could be like a... once upon a time, the world was, what does they call it, miasmic soup or something. It was a great, you know, primordial ooze, but I think it was primordial seas or something. And they said the first creatures, you know, they crawled out of the water and onto the beach and said, hey, what's up? This is a new home. But here we could do the opposite. Yes, we can. This is nice. Yeah, go ahead and climb into the water. And yeah, let's just enjoy. Let's go, just chill out. Let's sit here on the ground. Can everyone just sit and then still be above the water here on the sandbar? Wow. It's a sandbar built for a sandy, it's a sandy shoal almost. Yeah, so I was going to say we'll have a little imaginary tea party here. Everyone sit down on the sand. Well, the waves are low. Cross your legs because the waves are starting to slowly pick up. And yes, I have some special tea. It's called invisible tea, and it's a tea that's invisible. Invisible teacups is the only way it's served. Oh yes, would you like one lump of sugar or two? What's a lump of sugar? Oof, it's a We'll just have the tea by itself. It'll do just fine. It's a tea that it has a little bit of something in it, bush brush or something. Oh, yes, the best. It's bush brush that makes it a little bit sweet without sugar. Maybe it's your smile or the sweetness of your children that just worked together voluntarily. So nice to have all of you working together here. Yes. You want to play a game? Well, we could just swim. Yes, adults just like to float around in the water and talk to one another. That is a thing that adults do. Well, what if we pretend we're dolphins? No. Well, you know, I don't like playing those games, the competitive water games. They just, Sandy does not have a need for them. I'm here to enjoy the water and my time in the water. And not to make a competition about it. You know, that's not really my thing. Oh, please, can we play a game? Okay, well, we could play a game. The only game that's fair is, you know, that Aunt Sandy has to chase you. So, let's see here. We could play... Okay, I have a game. Now, everyone move out a little bit deeper until it's below... the water is above your belly button. Everyone has to be in water that is above your belly button. It has to be somewhere between your belly button and your chest. Okay, so get somewhere where it is. Okay, so we're going to play a game. This is a new game I call a Frankie Walk. You children don't even know really who Frankie is, right? Well, Frankie was there was Herman Munster. You don't know who that is either. Frankie and from the high with the where they all went to high school together. No, a little bit different, but there's probably a professor. Yes, so you walk with your arms straight out, you can. So we're just playing a game where you can only walk through the water. It has to be above your belly button and below your chest, or you know, I don't want anybody going higher than your chest in the deep water. And you're all supposed to walk, like Frankenstein, yes. It's like Frankenstein's friend, his creation. Oh, you watched that show in school. It's very good. I guess that's a good thing. Mary Shelley wrote the book, believe it or not. Do I know her? No, this was many, many years ago. Well, I don't know the rules of the game. Just keep walking like that, and I'm trying to think of the rules as we go along. Yes, it's just not my thing to just magically think up rules. Here's the thing. I'm going to be walking too like that. But I walk faster than all of you. Okay, well, let's see. You're all doing a great job of walking around like that. I just really enjoying it. You could all do the, sound effects, too. Yes, that's very excellent. That's an excellent job. Very, very good. Okay, this game isn't fun. Well, I never said it was going to be fun. You said, let's play a game, and I said, I don't want to play a competitive game. And then I asked you all to be, okay, well, maybe that's, I have a game now. I have the other part of the game, the bubble blowing. Now, all of you have to keep moving. And here's the secret. I'll be right back. Everyone keep moving, and we'll play a version of tag. I'm going to get my bubble blower. Oh, yes, you have it right here, because bubble blowing was on the menu. And yes, I'm going to start blowing bubbles, and if you get touched by a bubble, you have to freeze. And you can only, I have to walk like that and blow bubbles. It's very hard. Okay, yes, I did blow a bubble. You're frozen. Oh, so are you. Okay, I guess I'm better at blowing bubbles. It looks like I won this game, because they're all blown on bubbles. Okay, well, it looks like the water's getting a little bit busier, the waves. So let's go into shore, because that didn't work for anybody, I guess. I mean, it was a fine game for me. Looking at the bubbles. Yeah, so isn't it nice? Okay, we could play that game, aiming the bubbles. Well, why don't the two of you play it? It sounds like you're interested in that. You could try to blow bubbles and let them drift and... okay, I see that. Who else has something they'd like to do with me? Okay, the two of you. Now, I have a bucket of water balloons over there. And I think here's a good thing about water balloon toss in the water. Have you played water balloon toss? You have. Okay, here's the thing. If you're tossing it in the water, you're already wet. And if you drop the water balloon, it doesn't always pop. And the usual game of water balloon toss is you get close, and then each time you just take one step backwards as you toss the balloons to one another. Oh, yes, and the bucket with the water balloons does float, though the water balloons will try to spill out of the top of the bucket. Yes, so that is a thing you could do, is just toss one another balloons. Yeah, that's nice, and just, oh, it's good, that's three tosses in a row. Oh, now what do you do when you get bored? If you get bored with it, you could have one of you stop and put your arms at your side, and the other one tosses it, and you catch it with your body. Yes, and then you're getting wet, because it is getting warm. I mean, that's what I understand. This is why adults just like to float in the water and do nothing. Okay, now who else is looking for something to do? Okay, the two of you. Oh, my great digger. What's your name? Oh, that's a beautiful name. That's a very beautiful name, my dear. Okay, now I'm going to send you to, I want you to show you some things. You know, when you first look at this beach, there's a lot of rocks among the sand here, especially higher up where the big waves crash with the rocks. I don't understand how it works, but it does. Now, I want you to look up there in those high rocks, and I want you to start to look for flat rocks. And at first you say there's no flat rocks up there. And you want to look for ones that are, yes, for rock skipping later. Now, we're not going to do any rock skipping now. But you just start collecting nice flat rocks for skipping. And it will be a more difficult job for the two of you because there'll be no rock skipping. If there's any skipping of rocks while the other children are in the water, we'll all go up. The dinner at the restaurant will be closed. Oh, you don't want to be collected. You want to do something else. Okay, you're a young one, aren't you? Okay, well, nice to meet you. Okay, what I want you to do is, now I've noticed one thing as I've been at this beach, is like everyone says all the rocks here are gray, but that is just not true. And some buffoon, actually, it was your uncle, he corrected me and said, no, they're shades of gray. And I said, no, they're not. There are rocks that are red and maroon color here, and a multitude of other colors, but the ones that catch my eye are a reddish maroon color rock, and I feel like they're greatly unappreciated. And what I've always dreamed of doing is collecting as many of these as I can and putting them in one area to see how long they stay in that area for. Whether it's nature or people moving the rocks, I don't know. It's basically, I want you to just go along the beach every time you see a red rock. And I will do it with you at your side. Is we're going to put them in a pile right here. A bit up, yes, very far up from shore. Yes, at the base of that pole is perfect. That is good. Yeah, these are reddish rocks. You say if it's close to red, maroon, or anything reddish. Yeah. Oh boy, you have an eye for detail, rock detail. I didn't know you were. You know, when people call you, you're rock intuitive. I love it. Okay, how's the... Oh, you're starting to collect all those... Here's a bucket. You can put them all in this nice bucket. Yeah, there's a little sand in the bottom. That's okay. It'll be okay. Okay, let me see how my bubble people are... Can you come in from the water? It's getting a little bit busy. You two that are playing the bubble game and the two of you that are doing the water balloon tossing. Yes, okay, we will play something. We're going to play a game with the last of the water balloons. Everyone come gather close to me. Okay, we're going to form a circle. This is a fun game that I just made up just a second. And because there was just enough balloons for each person to go twice. We're going to form a circle. We're going to put our hands on each other in the circle like this. And you're going to throw the balloon up in the air. It's going to go high, high in the sky. And it's going to come down. And we'll see who it lands on. It'll be random. Just throw it straight up. Oh, it landed on your Aunt Sandy. Great. Okay, you get to go twice. Yes, go ahead. And it landed on your Aunt Sandy. You know, I have this robe on because I enjoy having a robe on. Okay, go ahead. You're next. Yes. And throw it up. Oh, hit me again. Great. I guess it must be my magnetism. Yes, you do get to go twice. Okay. Okay, we'll go through, everyone go quickly, because I noticed the storm line starting to come in once again. And this happens every day at this time of day. Okay, yeah, see, it's a quick one. It's coming in fast. Yes, okay. Oh, everyone has used the water balloons on their Aunt Sandy. Well, I have two. I'm just going to plop them right on my head. Yes, that was funny, wasn't it? I dropped it right on my head. You'd like to laugh at your aunt, I guess, okay, so now we're going to skip rocks, and it's already starting to rain. That was a fast move. You children were very fast, too. And we're going to skip rocks, and everyone knows how to skip rocks, because I don't. Could you explain it to me? Oh, hold it like you're making an okay sign, and then move your thumb away. Flick your wrist and your arm at the same time. Oh, and release your thumb, your finger. Let it roll off the end of your finger. Okay. Okay, everyone, when you do it, say, rain, rain, go away, and then skip your rock. And then we'll count all of the things. That's probably how many raindrops it'll be. It's a good way to predict raindrops. Yes, it is. Okay, flick that. Oh, that was 12. Okay, go ahead. 4, 12 plus 4 is like 80. Oh, 16. Okay, great. Okay, go ahead and flick it. Okay, 7. Okay. 87. 80, whatever you said, yes. Okay, you go ahead. You with the ponytails. Oh, that's a hat. Oh, okay. Well, it's good. Go ahead. Oh, it was 13. We'll give it 14, though, for luck. That's like 97, I think. Okay, you. Yes, you, the charming one. Oh, no, that was your brother. Excuse me. But you could go ahead. You could take your turn. Oh, yes, 12. That's another good number. All of you, you know, any number is great when you're skipping. I haven't got quite down to the skipping of the rocks. I've got to tossing and dropping them in the water. But I want to give the rain a good chance because here it comes. Oh, yes, feel those raindrops. But we do have to clean the beach up now. And that's, you know, that was your 7-course menu here at my restaurant. My robe is wet. Just pick up those buckets, please. I think we could leave the castle as it is. These chairs, I think they've been here all summer. So let's just pull them up away from the water. Thank you. Oh, you're going to hold the European NOAD sunscreen. Hold it like it's made of gold, because it really is. You know, call your congressman or whatever. If they don't believe in European sunscreen here in the U.S. I don't understand it myself. But, you know, one day you'll have the right to have your, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm not, but I am. Okay, go ahead. Just carry that up. Okay, you get the towels, which we never used. We got wet from the rain. Terrific. It's really raining now. And now, oh, before we go up, oh, no, no, we don't just go up without saying goodbye. Everyone, put your hand to your lips. Oh, boy. And I'll blow a kiss to the sand. Okay. And then meet me up at, you see the shower up there. Well, go ahead and wait for me there. Okay, goodbye, sand. It was good seeing you. Keep listening, though. We're going to, you know, we have to clean everyone's nails out from digging in the sand. And so the children go up, and the Aunt Sandy goes up there. And you hear them in the outdoor shower cleaning their nails. And then the aunt actually gets a couple of the kids lined up so that they can actually take turns showering and getting clean other than their nails. So it's scheduled to be a bit of a rainy day. And then you hear her talking about checkers and Connect Four. And color version of Sudoku, color coup. And then you just hear the patter of the rain and the release of the water in the air, the release of the humidity, the drop in the temperature. And you snuggle in close with your other grains of sand. You snuggle in your bed and you rest. Good night. All right. I want to thank everyone that became a patron recently. Sarah, Abby, and Alan, thanks, and good night. Hot Bagels, Arik, and Stacy, thanks, and good night. Rod, Kyle, and Tiffany, thank you, and good night. Gallic, Christine, and Sassoon, thanks, and good night. Gwendolyn, Sierra, and Courtney, thanks, and good night. Patrice, Todd, and Mia, Clayton, Kiara, and Sosun, thanks, and good night. Jeffrey, Sarah, and Lauren, thanks, and good night. Lois, Bob, and Chris, thanks, and good night. John, Stephanie, and Donna, thank you, and good night. Eleanor, Rebecca, and Mary Faith, thanks, and good night. Yono, Simon, and Patricia, thank you, and good night. Jackie, Jennifer, and Laura, thank you, and good night. Anna, Carl, and Minsik, thanks, and good night. Megan, Kay, and Darren, thanks, and good night. Anna, Avon, and Fontaine, thank you, and good night. Erica, Sarah, and Abdullah, thank you, and good night. And Lindsay and Caitlin, thank you, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Sleep With Me Exists is a free podcast because of the people that support the show on Patreon and the people that support the sponsors. So that's how we're able to bring you this amazing podcast regularly on a regular basis. So thanks. And Sleep With Me grows as a show because of those of you that spread the word. I also really, really appreciate that. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing podcasts over at nightvalepresents.com, including three, just you can hear in my voice, so you just should start listening. Good Morning, Night Vale. The official Welcome to Night Vale recap show, hosted by Meg, Symphony, and Hal, three people that just put a smile on my face, and they're wonderful people. But they're also very, very entertaining and charming, I should say, funny. Check. So if you're a fan of Night Vale, Welcome to Night Vale, or you're thinking about starting listening to Welcome to Night Vale, do it in combination with Good Morning, Night Vale. Or, you know, try it out it does just fine on its own. You know, that's what they say about other things. So check it out. Good Morning, Night Vale. NightValePresents.com or in podcast app of choice. And we're also a proud member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at PRX.org. And there's plenty of other episodes ready to go if you need them. I'm here. Let me tuck you. There you go. Tuck your feet in for you. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Beauty Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had, March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.